With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in response to unrest in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As protests against ICE officers in Minneapolis continue, the president said he may have to deploy the U.S. military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement. In a social media post, he referred to protesters as insurrectionists and ICE agents as patriots. The Insurrection Act is a rarely used federal law, but the president threatened its use after a federal officer shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a U.N. Security Council meeting with Iranian officials present, U.S. Envoy Mike Walls delivered a message from the U.S. to the Iranian regime.
President Donald J. Trump and the United States of America stands by the brave people of Iran, period. And regardless of its excuses, and you will hear many today from the Iranian regime and from its friends, the regime is solely responsible for the economic misery of the Iranian people and the repression of their freedom, and they will be held accountable.
Reports indicate some 2,637 people have been killed in protests against the Iranian government. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, says lawmakers in her country should approve reforms to the oil industry that would open the doors to greater foreign investment. The remarks were made Thursday during her first State of the Union speech. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 292 points, the Nasdaq rose 58, the S&P 500 advanced by 17 points. This is SRN News. A new report on America's pastors.
It comes from the Barna Group, which has been studying the mental health of the country's Protestant clergymen, and it reveals that most of them enjoy strong marriages. 76% of pastors tell Barna that their relationship with their wife is solid. However, the poll also finds that nearly half of all Protestant clergy say they often feel isolated, and just a third of them say they have someone outside of their church or their marriage in which they can confide. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general has filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. This is SRN News. A retiring 37-year-old, regarded as one of the modern era's best baseball pitchers, will make one final hurrah playing for his country, the United States. We hear more on this sports story from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reporting.
Clayton Kershaw is not done pitching just yet. He has agreed to join the U.S. team for this year's World Baseball Classic. The left-handed Kershaw announced last September that he was retiring at the end of last season. He had a stellar career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner wanted to pitch for the Americans in the 2023 tournament, but was prevented because of insurance issues. The U.S., which lost the 2023 title game to Japan, opens March 6 versus Brazil at Houston. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.